This morning in San Diego, the Christian Coalition hosted a Faith and Freedom celebration, a rally and luncheon for delegates and politicians. While the voices of the Christian conservative movement may not be heard from the Republicans' convention podium, religious activists are busy at the convention trying to win support for their positions. Some in San Diego have been concerned about the influence of religious conservatives, but commentator Joe Leconte says this concern may be misplaced.
For weeks, religious conservatives have been getting grief over their expected influence on the Republican National Convention in San Diego. Regardless of how the convention concludes this week, pundits and party members will have plenty of bones to pick with religious activists. In at least two cases, critics raise the right issues, but for the wrong reasons. Bone number one. Critics claim that Christian activists overemphasize moral issues. They're accused of trying to turn the election into a moral crusade and of ignoring important budget and economic themes. Well, consider this. A recent poll shows that 3 out of 4 Americans rank moral and cultural decline as their number one concern. A majority of both blacks and whites, for example, agree that a decline in moral values is a major reason people are on welfare. And there's something to be said for religiously inspired moral crusades. The campaigns for abolition and civil rights probably would not have been successful without them. The problem comes when religious activists focus on a simple moral checklist for government. This can make people of faith look determined to impose their values on an unwilling public. Instead, religious conservatives should help voters see how various social issues are interrelated. If they want to make the case for reducing abortion, for example, they've got to talk realistically about the barriers to adoption and the challenges of single parenting. Bone number two. Critics accuse Christian activists of intolerance. By taking firm positions on social questions, religious conservatives are considered divisive and preachy. But Yale Law professor Stephen Carter, a political liberal, reminds us that showing tolerance should not be confused with suspending moral judgment. That's the cream puff approach to ethics and character. Beyond the flaky pastry is a mushy filling, nothing solid. Liberals and conservatives now agree, however, that we cannot afford to divorce public policy from moral sanctions and incentives. The trouble comes when religious activists focus their energy on proclaiming moral truths rather than persuading a skeptical electorate. People of faith need to develop a new grammar, a way of translating religiously rooted ideals into arguments that appeal to all citizens, even if they don't agree. If conservative Christians fail to make their case with clarity and compassion, then who will? The challenge for religious conservatives is to seriously take on these tasks this election season. If they do, they'll turn conventional wisdom on its head and strengthen the Republic, regardless of the outcome in November.
Joe Leconte is deputy editor of Policy Review, the Journal of American Citizenship, published by the Heritage Foundation.
Thank you.